For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. Megan Charette prepares a kitchen to produce food for Trident Technical College's Relish Restaurant, part of Trident's Culinary Institute of Charleston. Through the Tech College System's Youth Apprenticeship Program, Charette has received training in the culinary arts by working at a Charleston restaurant and earning credits toward an associate's degree through courses at Trident Tech, both while still attending high school. Melissa Stowasser, Trident Tech's Dean of School and Community Initiatives, said the program was started by a need in the business community and has since blossomed beyond expectations.
In the fall of 2014, we started the first regional youth apprenticeship program with six companies. They hired 16 and 17-year-olds and put them to work in their plants. That group of students graduated last year, and since then, we have grown exponentially. We now have 122 companies.
Tech College System President Tim Hardy said the program has expanded in response to the demand.
There's a greater demand for a highly skilled workforce, and what that's enabled us to do is to really work towards almost being a matchmaker, in a sense. We're sort of the middleman in between the student and the business and industry, and sort of we work with both of those with the intent to have the skilled workforce by when they've gone through the youth apprenticeship program.
Hardy said the job market has changed tremendously, and whether the field is healthcare, advanced manufacturing, or IT, there are high-paying jobs available for students who have a two-year associate's degree. He gave the example of Continental Tire in Sumter.
We formed a youth apprenticeship program. The students started at Sumter County Career Center in their mechatronics program. By the time they were a high school senior, they had completed the first year of that associate degree through Central Carolina Technical College. 1 year out of high school, they completed that associate degree through Central Carolina. The starting salary for those students that graduated from our mechatronics program there was $26 an hour.
According to Charette, her apprenticeship has given her a head start on her career. She loves the food industry, though she said it's not for everybody.
It's pretty hard on your body a lot of the time. We lift heavy things. We do a lot of chopping, and we're constantly on our feet. It's very straining on the body at times. And then it's also long hours.
Charette said her apprenticeship opened her eyes to the real world and taught her life skills sooner than she would otherwise have learned them.
We like to put high schoolers in this little bubble of protection where we don't really see what the world is about. So the apprenticeship was definitely an eye-opener because I got that college experience. But then working also was a really big eye-opener because you learn to deal with coworkers because not everyone is happy at 7 in the morning.
According to Stowasser, the apprenticeship program is a win-win situation for students, for businesses, and for South Carolina's economy.
The state's economy wins in a big way because the state will attract more businesses and industries to create more jobs and economic development for our whole region and our state by showing that we have training programs to provide them with the skilled workforce. The state wins because every student who goes through these programs becomes a productive citizen within our society. Everybody wins.
Hardy said while the program works with large employers such as BMW or Boeing, it also has the flexibility to work with businesses with as few as 6 or 8 workers. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.